Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
May kasama tayo dito sa studio ngayon, dalawang isang retirado at isang patuloy na nanunungkulan sa ating Defense Force. Galing sa parada mula Shrine of Remembrance. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Clinton Brown. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
At magandang umaga sa iyo, JC Calixto.
Magandang umaga rin po.
Yan. Maraming salamat sa pagpunta niyo dito.
Wala naman.
So, 6 years together in the Defense Force?
Yes.
Same unit?
Yep.
So, nagpunta kayo sa East Timor at sa Iraq.
Correct.
Yes. So, bago yan, nakwento mo, JC, na nag-aral kayo ng language sa Opo. Language school?
Yep.
Sa Laverton?
Yep.
So, ano yung mga pinag-aralan niyo doon?
Yung kultura po ng bansa ng pupunta namin. Tapos yung siyempre yung pagsusulat, pagsasalita at pag-iintindi ng wika.
So, kayo ay nasa peacekeeping. You were doing peacekeeping, right?
Yes, both in Iraq and Timor.
And what made you want to serve?
For me, I come from a military background. My grandfather served and I was always interested in serving. So as soon as I finished high school, I enlisted. And
One of those kids who loved to read World War One stories when you were in high school and primary school?
It was probably more movies that I loved watching. That's what really got me into it. And, you know, just keeping fit. I'm pretty sporty when I grew up. So I like that aspect of joining the army.
So what was it like when you were in Iraq?
For me, it was just being with your mates. You go through a lot, from basic training to when you get to your unit. You spend a lot of time with each other, so you form this really close bond. So for me, over there, it was just being with my mates. And then the second thing was helping the people.
But peacekeeping, everyone thinks that peacekeeping is relatively safe. Were there any parts where you did, like, landmines or explosives, JC?
We come across a few rocket attacks from the local, resistance, so to speak, or what have you. And of course, there's a threat of improvised explosive devices that's planted in the roads for the purpose of, you know, maiming or stopping our movements during the time. Because obviously, for whatever reason they have, there's always a risk. So that's always part of our job.
When you go out, what goes through your mind?
Families, maybe. Our families, the people around us, our mates mainly.
Mm. When you were deployed, you were single.
Yep.
And
correct.
No, I had a partner at the time.
So were you thinking about, oh, come on, I need to go home to her and things like that?
For me, JC touched about on it. We think about our job and our mates, doing what we train for. I think you kind of have to be 100% on the game, because if you're thinking about other things, then it takes your focus off what you have to do. And it's like JC was saying, it's pretty dangerous over there. There's a lot of things that you've got to look for and watch out for. So, yeah.
But I heard the most memorable part of the service was the food.
Partly. I mean, you really need good chefs to keep the morale up.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, when you go back to base.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're, out on patrol for a few days, we live on ration packs. So they're not always
food.
Yeah, they're not always the best tasting food. So when you know you're finishing patrol, you're going back to base, that's one thing that you look forward to is probably the food.
And you continue to serve, and you continually serve the public, but in different ways now.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's it. Maraming salamat sa panahon ninyo, JC and Clinton, sa ngalan bubo ng programa sa Wikang Filipino ng Radyo SBS. Lahat kami nagpapasalamat sa inyong mga sakripisyo. Magandang araw sa inyong lahat.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.